All right, I want to talk about the film called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, starring Nicolas Cage, Pedro Pascal, Tiffany Haddish, and Neil Patrick Harris, to name the majority of the A-listers. I watched this film at the Regal Cinemas in Ontario, and there were only about 10 people in the theater, and it was sort of a dead theater situation. And I don't know if that's speaking to the film or the theater itself. This movie was really funny. It was Nicolas Cage sort of making fun of himself, playing himself as a struggling actor trying to get movie parts and gigs that will pay him some money, like he's always broke or something. And he ends up agreeing to do this birthday party for $1 million to go to this island, and he meets Pedro Pascal as the head of this place. Turns out there's some drug connection and there's someone else involved higher up, and Tiffany Haddish sort of works for the CIA and she's involved, and they're trying to take down this drug kingpin. All the while, Nicolas Cage and Pedro Pascal sort of intertwined in between with their sort of their hilarious comedy routine. It wasn't a comedy routine, but they kind of played off each other in a comedic way, and it was really, really funny. The other actress that was in it is, I guess it's Nicolas Cage's daughter. She played the part of Lily Mosheen. Her name is Addie Cage, and she was good in it. She was good. She didn't really have to act, probably, on most of the scenes. Oh, yeah, and then Demi Moore also starred in this. I don't want to spend too much time talking about what was funny about the movie or anything, but spoiling all the funny parts. I just wanted to say that I thought it was funny. I would definitely watch it again, and it's high praise for me, and I'll give it 4 stars. We all know who Nicolas Cage is. Of course, he's gotten a little bit older. I've always admired him as an actor. As I was watching him, I was thinking just how similar he looks to Elvis Presley. Anyway, that's kind of a sidebar. I also wanted to talk a little bit about Pedro Pascal. I first saw him in the Netflix series called Narcos, where he was really, really good in it, and it was more of a serious role. It wasn't like a goofy, happy-go-lucky type of a role like it was in this, but it was very nice seeing the contrast of the type of characters and seeing him be able to flex his acting muscles in the capacity that he did for this film. And he came across as really likable, funny, and just the right kind of person you needed to play off of someone like Nicolas Cage.